focus and be sort of in order with the Meirot, the Maila. We see the Parshias, a tremendous greatness of Avraham Avinu. The greatness of Avraham Avinu, it is Vida of Derech Eretz. We know that Sefer Tziv writes in the Akdama to Sefer Bereishis that Sefer Bereishis is known as Sefer HaYosha. Yashrus, Rasisa Yashua Atoi Beinei Alekim Vodom. Yashrus, Avraham Avinu is Taka known, or at least introduces, the signs that Avraham Avinu introduces the union of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world. At the same time, Avraham introduces the leaders of Yashrus to handle, to interact with another human being, with Derech Eretz, with Yashrus, and proper conduct. The Mephoroshim Taka bring down the Soranish Yonis Nisas of Avraham Avinu. Avraham was tested 10 times. And the Maisa, Avraham was tested 10 times. And the Maisa, at the end of the day, we find that Lechoira, the last test should have been considered. Count the list of other, the highest Nisayon was the Nisayon from the Akedah. Right, the end of last week's parasha of Vayeyu, and that the previous Shabbos before that, we got this past Shabbos. As Vayeyu, we learned Avraham went through the Nisayon of the Akedah. What could be greater? What could be more challenging than the Nisayon of the Akedah? And yet there are Rishonim that hold that this was not the 10th Nisayon. Some hold that the 10th Nisayon was Parshas Chayesara, the Nisayon that Avraham had with burial of Sarah. And the question might be asked, L'chor Tzapela, this was a Nisayon, right? He had to purchase land, he had to go through the whole thing with Ephron, and back and forth, and it was really his land, gave a Toishav, Rashi says, if you want, take it like a gift, not the Toishav, I'll take it like it's mine.
So there were 11
Nisayonis? No, that was 10. There was 10 Nisayonis. Different Cheshbon, what the Cheshbon is, but this is considered the 10th Nisayon. So the question obviously is, even if we say this is part of the Nisayonis, but the Lechoira the Nisayonis went in order, in levels, this is the highest Nisayon. So I think maybe we could say a big Yisayon of Nisayon. And that is that the challenge of this Nisayon was very, very great. You know why? Dafka, because Avraham Avinu was so high. Dafka, because he reached to such a high level. Dafka, because he was looked on the world as a great person. Dafka, because he himself realized that he had achieved a height that maybe that no one was able to achieve. He went to sacrifice his own son for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out last week's parasha. Yan, Asher Asisa, Dabar, Zah, V'duchasav, Da'atu, Yodati, Yoreh, Lekim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoreh, Lekim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that now that you've done such a thing, Yibarecha, Barecha, V'abba, you have everything in the world, whatever you want, that from's in front of you. In Davki, he had reached a plateau, a high level, a tremendous level in Yiddishkeit, a tremendous level in God, whatever, he had everything. Hashem said that, that's it, everything's open in front of you. Now comes the real test. How are you going to act? Especially with others. A person like that could think, Kodesh Baruch Hu promised me the world just now. Kodesh Baruch Hu said that I'm going to have everything. Kodesh Baruch Hu has seen my my commitment, my dedication to Him. I'm beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now Avram can reach a level and say, you know, okay. As the Bnei Avram, Bnei Chay said, Nesielu Kimato Mesochen, they won't realize His greatness. And yet, Avram acted like a plain individual. Compared to Ephron, a plain person, a regular. Every step of the way, Avram was bowing. Every time they said they'll do something for him, Avram is acknowledging it. They said, don't worry, we're not going to hold you back. You're on the Sea Elohim Atobazachenu. Ishmi Menu, we're not going to hold back. Okay, thank you very much. Avram, Yochum Avram, Vayishtachu La'am Ha'oretz. What is the first time to say La'am Ha'oretz? Yishtachu V'nefes. I think maybe there's a vehicle here. That even though they, the puzzle was told, even though they were Am Ha'oretz, they were regular plain people, compared to Avram, the Sea Elohim. And yet, Avram's greatness did not detract in any which way of his respect for the common folk. The common folk. Somebody feels he's on a great level. He's on a tremendous level. Okay? Rather, he's not going to, chas v'sholom, disregard somebody, embarrass somebody. But Vayishtachu, Avram treated him as an equal. He bowed before him. He married the great Avram after the Akedah. He treated him as a regular person because he had a thank you he was giving to him. And he showed respect to another human being on the highest level, even though he had reached the highest level. And I think this is one of the greatest nisyonos. Because once you reach a level, and once you become great, so the common mitzias in the world is when a person becomes great, the greater he becomes, the higher above the common folk he becomes. So his actions follow suit. And he goes in a certain way. He knows he's taka the biggest in the world. And the actions follow. Not to say he will disrespect, not to say he's a chosh of a person. But to take all that godless after Akedah and mamish simplify it, and to mamish the greatest respect to show for the common folk who are doing you the slightest favor, that is the godless of us. The greater we are, the more humble we are. The greater we are, the more respect we can show someone who is not greater than us. And that, be'emes, is the meat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Mokum says the Gemara Megillah Lamed Aleph. Wherever you find Hashem's greatness, Shom Ata Moitzi Anvis Nusoi. Here I find His humbleness. His greatness, in that area of greatness, yes, the greatness is that with all the greatness, with all the tremendous godless, we talk about Hashem being so marooned from the world. And yet, He's the greatest of God. There's no one like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hakel, Hagodol, Hagimel, Hanoicha. Awesome. Great. Hashavu Yisof Onam Leikach Shoichat. Sibatsi Oshem Mishpol Yosem Ha'amono. Ho'ohev Geel Oses Lo'lecha V'simna. Takes care of the gerim, takes care of the poor people. Rav v'nisa sheichinah v'kodosh shmoi, mor v'kodosh eshkoi. The Kodesh is dwelling in the highest plateau. There's dako ushfal ruach. I see the lowers, people that don't have a life. I take care of them also. L'hachyo is ruach shmoi, l'hachyo is neim. The greatness of the individual is, no matter how high he goes, he's able to relate to the lower and the low, and able to care for them and show respect for them. This was the greatness, greatest nisyon. Avram reached the highest plateau, and yet he was able to show the greatest respect for the lowest of being. Vayishtachu la'am ha'oretz daika, livnei chetz. The common folk. Hillbillies! Here he is, Butch, with his hillbilly cowboy hat! And here's Avraham Avinu, Mamish, whose face is aglow, he just passed the son of Akeda. And here's Mamish, with his overalls, and a carrot inside, with his pitchfork. Standing over there, Abraham, how's it going? Want some hay? And Abraham says, can I, yeah, you're in a CLO camp. You can have anywhere you want to bury your dead. Please, come and bury your dead. Oh, thank you so much. I've gone to the CLO camp. People are carrying his garments. Not much, the guy standing behind him, making sure his robe is not touching the dirt. It's called the hillbilly. We'll come around the mountain where we come. And Avram gets down on his legs and bows before Bob the hillbilly. And then the next thing, he tries to trick him. Ephraim tries to trick him. Yeah, whatever you want. And over here, he takes him with millions of dollars. Here is Avram again. This was the greatest of his servants. With the hillbillies. Up in the mountains with the pitchforks, Avram the greatest of beings bows before him. Because where you find the greatness of Hashem, that's what you find. And that's the greatest of beings to emulate Hashem. No matter how high they become, now how great someone like Bachum becomes, oh, I don't talk with those Bachum in the first caravan anymore. I became Choshu Bachum. I wear a tight tie now. I became chashur. I wear a big kippah. I don't talk with the low guys in that caravan. I don't mash beer. I'm not saying to go, but you have to understand, no matter how great you become, you have to respect everybody at their level. And that's what Avram taught us, Rabbi Yisrael. He didn't forget about the convoy, no matter how high he became. This was the greatness, Rabbi Yisrael. We saw all the tzaddikim, Rabbi Yisrael, all the great people in the history of all the great Hamidich HaChon, Rabbi Yisrael. And Moshe Feinstein, and people really read the book, this Kedai also, Rabbi Yisrael, it's Baruch Hashem, I saw a lot of nachas, the cover was ripped off. Then I heard someone last 2 nights ago going books around, I don't know, but he got a little drunk. But the thing, you know what I'm saying, but the cover's ripped off, it's that Baruch Hashem, it's used, and it's a great savior, Rabbi Yisrael. It's only that I wrote in the back, they have an epilogue of a friar person that read the Moshe book, and it became firm, Rabbi Yisrael. I don't think it's because he knew how many times the Moshe went through Shas. But to see the decency, how Moshe treated every single bachur and every single person that he came in contact with, the cook and the cleaning guy and the yeshiva and anybody that he was in contact with, how he treated them with respect, no matter how hard Moshe was, the greatest of greatest, he passed on the biggest of shilas, the greatest of Talmud Chacham sent the shilas to Moshe. At the same time, he was the humblest of men when it came to respecting somebody else. It came not to cause any pain or harm or anything to anybody around him, Rabbi Yisrael. But Moshe's greatness shone forth in that way, Rabbi Yisrael. Because that's the greatness. The greatness, no matter how great you become, you still know how to respect every single person in the universe. Show respect to them. It's not a stira, forget that, we're not a stira. It's a tainu hach. The greater you become, the more great you are when you handle and you deal with other people, Rabbi Yisrael. The greater you become in Biron Lamokoin, the emes of greatness shines forth in the Biron Lamokoin when you're dealing with other people, Rabbi Yisrael. And this we have to learn as we grow, as we rise, as we improve. Biron Lamokoin, we learn more, we daven more, we work on our midos, and we work on ourselves, and we become greater people, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to understand that with it comes greatness in the Biron Lamokoin, Rabbi Yisrael. It means showing respect to the Am Ha'aretz, to plain folk, to anybody around us. To show each and every one deserves the respect for who they are, no matter how great I become, Rabbi Yisrael. This is the lesson I've been taught. This is the song. This was the lesson I've been taught us with the Maisa of Ephraim. Greatness is wonderful, but don't leave behind everybody in prayer. Respect and admire every being, Rabbi Yisrael, for who he is. You always say the story of Moshe's Zatzal had a son-in-law, a Moshe Shiskal, his name. He was known as an unbelievable Talmud Chacham. And he had crazy people. He used to pick up guys lying on the floor. Lying on the floor, Mamas Bowery guys. Lying on the floor on the east side. He would walk over, pick the guy up, put him on a bench. Say, can I help you? And I said, he would say, what are you doing with this guy? This guy is the lowest of the earth. He said, 40 is the Tzelman Akin. The Tzelman Akin? He was a drunkard on the street, lying on the ground. Try to get him into Tveris Chaim. But anyway, at the end of the day, he was lying on the floor. He picked him up, put him on a bench, sat him down. He said, 40 is the Tzelman Akin. It was a guy who used to come to him. This guy was off the charts. He was crazy. And he believed that he was a lunatic, but he believed that he was working for the U.S. Army Naval. And he used to always come over and start turning up the radio. And either he was hearing voices from his captain, how they're going to bomb Russia with the submarines. This guy was off his caracal. Like, he was a guy, he said, he'd walk in there, and he said, he would salute Rishiska, and he said, Captain Rabbi, I'm an admiral in the U.S. Navy. And he would go on and on and for hours, and Rishiska had to sit there through his shenanigans. He was talking about the stupidity until he finally told him one time, I think those might be naval secrets, and I'm not authorized to hear them. So he said, please turn, so he turned them down. He used to blast crazy, who knows what was going on, Mexican talk shows in Francisco's apartment, until he figured they told him this Indian that he can't hear authorized secrets. And what the vote was he could have taken him and thrown him out on the ground. Nay, as a human being, with a true respect for this. To learn of us in life, treat everybody with respect. Everybody in our life is complete respect, no matter how high, no matter how great we are, no matter how low they are in our eyes, because we never know also. We never know who really is somebody. Deep, but behind that whole shenanigans, that whole facade, there's greatness in everybody. The chutz from that, wherever they're holding on today, our job is to learn to respect. Mechabit every person of us. To give it the proper respect, the proper adu to every single human being. To understand this message, to learn from Avram, what it means, Sefer HaYosha, Derech Etz Eretz Chodesh.